My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
It's coming quickly, and we are joined now by the architect of the 53-man roster the Commanders put together, the general manager of Washington's football outfit, Adam Peters. Adam, you're back on Grant and Danny here on The Fan. Thank you for the time. How you been?
What's up, guys? Doing well. How you guys doing?
We're great, man. Always appreciate it. Let's dive right in. How do you balance when you guys are making decisions as you're keeping players, trading players, drafting players, or you know, then the opposite, of course. How do you balance the right now versus the future in terms of what wins that tug of war?
Yeah, I mean, I think you could do them both at the same time. So it's not so much a tug of war, it's just, but it is a balance. And make no mistake about it, I've said this and I'm probably repeating myself a few times. It's not a rebuild, it's a recalibration, and we are trying to win right now. And we are, you know, we do have goals to be really good this season. But it is my job as a general manager, and really in conjunction with DQ, and we make every decision together, is to be good now and to build for a sustainable team for the future, to a team that you guys will see competing for championships every year.
Along those same lines, Adam, one of the things I've heard you say, which I like a lot, is you're going to do what is in the best interest of the team. You know, whenever anyone asks, what about this player or that? You say, we'll do what's best for the team. But I think that could actually mean different things for every GM and for every organization. Like, when you say that, are you talking about the 2024 Commanders, or are you like Mike Rizzo, who comes on our show occasionally, who's got a 1-3 and a 5-year plan? Like, what does that mean to you, the idea of best for the team?
Yeah, I think, you know, football is a little bit different than baseball and then hockey, maybe, where they have a lot of developmental things that they're doing throughout, you know, getting guys from high school and all that. But I think to answer your question, I think every decision is its own decision. And, you know, the decision we may make on one player is different than the next player or whatever it is with a draft pick or anything like that, free agency. But I think it's more of just a reminder, okay, what are we doing? We're trying to do what's best for the Washington Commanders for the short term and the foreseeable future too. So every decision you make, you ask yourself that, what are we doing and how does this make us the best for both of those things? So it's a reminder, but it's also a philosophy and how we do things.
Adam Peters with us here on Grant and Danny. So kind of piggybacking off those first two answers, Adam, what does success look like for you guys this year? You came in taking over a program. You picked second in the draft. You know, last year's group was 4-13. There's been a lot of turnover, a lot of change. How do you view success this year versus where you want to be as you talk about competing for championships here, hopefully not too far down the road?
Yeah, I think you do get into trouble looking too far down the road. And so, again, you know, you're probably going to get a radio show full of cliches here. But we're really, every single day we're trying to get better. And I think that's how we look at it. And if we got better today, we had a really good day of practice today. Guys looked really good. The guys were into it before we have a 3-day break before we get back and start working for Tampa. So we went out and got a lot better today, I thought. And and that's the outlook you have each day, each week. You're getting better, and you're stacking up days. And then if you do that and you get better each day, you're going to like what it looks like at the end of the year.
Adam, I don't think that's going to make the headline after the interview for you know, a radio show of cliches. But stick aside, like, for you, what's your wheelhouse? What's the thing about being a GM that you've enjoyed the most now in your first time doing this? Where are you in your element? Is it watching film or just sitting around the boardroom with Lance and the guys? And then the other stuff that comes with this, like doing media or doing interviews or being at the podium, are you comfortable and feel like that's a fun thing, or is it just the thing you've got to do the other stuff? Like, where are you at in this new role?
Well, this is number one right here, sitting with you guys.
Totally.
And then
that's
everything
else. We knew that. We got it.
Drop off after that.
Yeah. Absolutely. Wheeling and dealing with Howie Roseman second, sticking it up with his pals, G&D, number one. I like that.
Yeah, Howie's giving you guys a run for his for your money. But Howie, to talk about, he's a great dude, and I really love, enjoy learning from him. And you know, probably not, you know, the most popular thing for our fans, but he is a really good dude and a good person to do business with, very straightforward. So, you love when you have someone who can shoot you straight. But to answer your original question, it's a lot of that. It's all those things, and there's a lot of new things that I'm doing here that I'm getting to really enjoy. I think being with a group of people here that we have together and getting to work together for one common goal is really cool. That something you don't get to do in a lot of different professions. But I think if you put a gun to my head and I said, what's my favorite thing besides being on the Grant and Danny show, it would be being out on there on the grass with the guys and watching them practice and watching them interact and watching them get better. That's really fun, the time we get to spend out at practice.
A good second thing.
Yeah, that's a perfectly fun number two.
All right.
Adam, yeah. you mentioned Howie Roseman, and I heard him years ago at the Sloan Analytics Conference talk about making moves and trades and different dealings, and he referred to it all as just a modified form of betting, right? So if I was one of your players, you'd be right to want to trade me away, right? So if you traded me away for a seventh rounder, ostensibly, you're making a bet that seventh rounder in the future is worth more to you than me. And again, anything you could get from me is probably a win. But is that how you view trades, as if to say, like, we're sort of making a bet about production, or is there a different philosophy that you have when it comes to making a trade?
Well, I think first and foremost, Danny, you're a first rounder in my book.
That's so sweet.
I don't want to abuse that. As
there's the headline.
That's what I want.
That's the one.
Thank you.
But I'm probably going to go back to my original thing that I said is, you're doing what we're always trying to make decisions which are best for the team. So you weigh that. You weigh what you have versus what you can get. And you know, are you right every time? Hopefully you are. You know, most of the time you're not going to be right every time, but you try to do what you think is right in that moment with the information that you have. So they're tough decisions. They really are. And you get to know these guys, and you have to have the conversation with a guy like Jahan Dotson, with a guy like, you know, Sam Howell, with a guy like John Ridgeway. Guys that, you know, in Jahan and Ridge's case, that I got to know really well and see him out there and practice and competing every day. So it's never easy, but, you know, you make a decision as an organization and you live with it, and hopefully it's the right decision.
Commanders General Manager Adam Peters, kind enough to join us on Grant and Danny with the roster initially formed. There will be tweaks, I'm sure, as we get closer to week one. Along the Dotson trade front, you don't seem to have any issues trading in the division. Is your philosophy best return possible regardless of who's offering it? Or is that case by case where maybe if it was a quarterback or something, you might think twice about having to play a guy twice?
Yeah, I think almost everything's case by case. And you look at everything, every decision in its own kind of light. But in this case with Jahan, you know, that was clearly the best offer. I think the tie, if you know, give me some truth, sir, the tie is going to go to the team outside of the division, but, you know, there's not always going to be a tie. And so in this case, there wasn't. And in this case, you know, Howie was very aggressive, and they were, you know, they were very bullish on Jahan, and rightfully so. So, you know, that, you know, but every time it's going to be different. But I mean, if it's, you know, if it's the Cowboys and the Steelers and everything's the same, and we're making a trade, it's probably going to go to Pittsburgh.
Were there multiple teams you were talking to, or just the Eagles?
I don't like to get. I mean, I can tell you that a lot of teams were interested in Jahan because he's a good player. But in terms of, you know, real offers, you know, that's a different story too. You know, I think the thing that it's really cool for people to understand is, really all preseason, our pro scouting staff is, you know, scouring the internet, and they're reading about things, who could be available, who's not available. And they're making phone calls to all the 31 other teams in the league. So there is a ton of conversations that happen. And, you know, out of all those conversations, very little actually is executed in terms of trade. So whether it's Jahan or Ridge or anybody like that, there's thousands of conversations they're on the cutting room floor. I don't know, what is that, like what they say in movies and stuff, but really a lot of that stuff doesn't see the light of day. So there's a lot of conversations. Some are more serious than others, but in the end with Jahan, that was really the best offer for us.
Adam, semi-related to the John Ridgeway trade, how do you view late round picks? Like, I think when we hear a 6 or a 7, within a fan base, it's almost like a dismissiveness. But for a guy that was at the back of your roster to get picks at all, do you view it as like just as many as you can have, it gives you ammunition to move around later? Or what's your general philosophy? You guys now have 2 threes, 2 sixes among your haul for next year's draft.
Yeah, I love late round picks. And I think, you know, there's a lot of different things they can become. They can be packaged into another trade and to move up in a draft or to get another pick. Or, you know, we've had, you know, some success in my history hitting on late round picks. So that's really where our scouting staff makes their hay. And once you, you know, I think we have a really good scouting staff here, guys that really understand what we're looking for. And that's only going to get stronger as we work together with this coaching staff and really identify what they're looking for. So those picks, you know, those you can hit on those picks, and they're not always going to be home runs. But you know, the places that I've been, we've hit on a lot of great late round picks, and those guys have become Pro Bowlers and more. So every pick valuable to us, and really with the scouting staff that we have, I think those are really valuable, even more so.
Well, you mentioned the scouting staff and what you guys are looking for. I think a lot of fans are excited about Noah Brown. How does he fit? What's his role going to be? And I think a lot of folks are pumped about the potential he's got here.
Yeah, Noah Brown was someone we actually were pursuing in free agency too, and he didn't come to us, you know, for different reasons. But someone we've had our eye on for a long time. Someone I've had my eye on for a long time since he was at Ohio State. The champion, if I'm going to give, you know, credit to one person, Lance Newmark was the champion in the building for Noah, and he loved him for his play on the field and the style play that he had, not only his ability but his play style, where, you know, he identified him as a commander and a guy who plays the way we want to play. So when we had the chance to get him at the price we got him at, it was a no-brainer. We jumped right on it, called his agent, and got him here in no time. So I really commend our scouting staff to be being ready for that, understanding that may happen, and pouncing on it immediately so we could be first in line.
Adam, we've watched Hard Knocks for years. That's our expertise on, like, roster formation, is that I every Tuesday get popcorn and have friends over, and I've seen every organization but Washington, which is not infuriating in any way, by the way, so please get on Hard Knocks as soon as possible. But how much of a say do the assistants have on forming the roster, like position coaches?
The assistant coaches? Yeah, we, you know, every building's different, but you know, in our building, we're very collaborative, and we strive to be, and we strive to get, you know, everybody's opinion. Ultimately, it's Dan and myself who have to make the decision. But we have personnel meetings every week during training camp and assess the roster top to bottom. And each position coach goes through his group and talks about the players, how they're doing, how they're improving, what else they need to improve on. So it gives us great insight into what's going on in the inner workings of those meeting rooms and those drills, which, you know, you can't always see on tape. So it's really helpful. We have a really good group of assistant coaches. Love our coaching staff, and that's a credit to DQ. I mean, he had a bunch of guys, the first year staff, and he had a bunch of guys who wanted to come coach here. And so really gotten to know those guys, and they've done an excellent job of communicating to us how guys are doing in the meeting rooms and on the field, along with what we see on tape. So they're a big part of it.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Do you run roster moves by Josh Harris before they're official?
Yeah. We keep Josh updated on everything we do. And what's great about Josh is he trusts us. And he's not going to micromanage everything. He wants to be informed of what we're doing and why we're doing it. But he's done a really, really good job of you know, hiring Dan and myself and letting us do what we think's right for this football club. And really can't thank him enough for that. It's not like that everywhere.
Adam Peters with us here on Grant and Danny. So just a quick thought, then I'd love your response here, Adam. I think, and I'm probably not alone in this, becoming a good NFL quarterback is pretty much the hardest thing to do in sports. It's the number of highly touted prospects that haven't made it or haven't thrived is countless. And that's just, it's so hard. The numbers tell you that. There's only a handful of guys that can really do it at a super high level. For you right now, given all the data we've got, what do you think the best practice is to take a young quarterback and make him into one of those stars? And then how do you feel like you've executed against that vision of this year for Jaden Daniels?
You're right. It's really hard. And I've had more than my share of failures in terms of evaluating quarterbacks over the 20 plus years that I've been doing it. So, but just like anything, you know, your ability only takes you so far, and then you have to have the work ethic, you have to have the mindset, you have to have the determination, the confidence, all the different things, and then you have to have the people around you to help you achieve, you know, what you maybe even didn't think you could achieve, and that's with quarterbacking or anything. And so what we tried to do here, and I think DQ did a great job of that, is really surround whoever we brought into that quarterback room, which we got four guys who we really like, is with a really good environment to excel. And having, you know, he's starting at the top of our offensive staff with Cliff Kingsbury, and then you have a Brian Johnson, who's a really accomplished coach that has been awesome for us. And then Tavita Pritchard's our quarterbacks coach, and then David Blau, who is assistant quarterback. So you have four guys who can really help and give a lot of attention and a lot of support to those guys in that room, which really is the most important position in all sports. Like you said, and the toughest position in all sports. I'd say probably hitting a golf ball consistently straight is right up there with that. But these guys, I mean, to evaluate these guys and for them to succeed, a lot of things have to go right. And so you just try to do the best job you can in order to put them in that position.
Adam, I want to drill down on something that you've referenced a couple times, whether it's with your scouts, coaches, you kind of heard folks, and Dan Quinn himself refer to this kind of playing, this is the way we want to play, et cetera. And then, you know, when you're talking about player acquisition and your scouts finding the guys that you like that fit the way the Commanders play, what is that? What are some of those traits and criteria and maybe that fans can look forward to here?
Yeah, I think, it starts with their love of football and love of competing. And that usually comes out in their play style, playing fast, playing physical, playing aggressive, and being really consistent in that day in and day out. And that's not just loving going out and practicing on the field, which, you know, everybody loves to do that, but it's about putting in the time in the meeting rooms, in the film room, and all the different things you have to do to be great and be consistently great with the way you eat, the way you, you know, the way you study, the way you sleep, the way you, you train your body, in the weight room and in the training room. So guys that love the whole process, guys that love to compete, guys that are great teammates. And I think we have, really an excellent group, really, of 70 of those guys right now that, that all embody that. And that's what's been really fun to see that come together.
I love that two undrafted free agents made the team in Tyler Owens and Colson Yankoff, two guys who were promised nothing and kind of earned their way in. That really speaks to a meritocracy, in my opinion.
Yeah. I think, you're exactly right. No matter where somebody's drafted, no matter what their salary is, whatever it is, we're going to play, you know, the best, who we think are the best players, the guys that have earned that. And both of those guys came in with the mindset to work hard every day, to play fast, to play physical, to leave it all out on the field, and really got better each and every day, and Tyler and Colson. And couldn't be more proud of those guys and the work they did. But really want to give a shout-out to our scouts for identifying those guys and being convicted on them and going and getting them. And so really cool to see that. And it's a good example, you know, just we're going to play the guys who we think are the best, and it doesn't matter where they came from. And it doesn't hurt that we got a Bruin, too. So got to give a shout-out to the Bruins there with Paulson and his path. Both of those guys had really cool paths to where they got. And can't say enough about him, and the guys absolutely love both of those guys.
Adam Peters with us here on Grant and Danny. Very, very cool of you to give us some time today here on The Fan and speak to the fans through our radio show and the access to the organization, which we appreciate. Brandon Ayuk is someone we talked a lot about, and reports were that you guys were at one point in time talking to San Francisco. Has that ship sailed? Is he not coming here, and is that book closed?
Oh, guys, yeah, I know you guys are going to go there at some point. I think probably give you the stock answer on that, but, you know, we're not going to talk about guys that are not on our roster. And that's probably where I'll leave that. Next question is probably my...
That's your full Bill Belichick. You're on to Cincinnati.
You can go full Belichick. That's
you're
a lot.
On to Tampa Bay.
I smile more than Bill. If you guys can see me, I'm smiling more than Bill. But I try to emulate him on questions like that and a lot of other things. He's a good role model.
So in terms of the roster that you guys have going into the game next week, which, by the way, I can't believe it's here. I'm so excited about it. I think a lot of fans are. Where do you feel the strongest? Where do you feel the most confident? And then the flip of that is, you know what? I'm not sure about a couple things. Let's wait and see how this develops. What do you feel the best, Adam, and where are you maybe TBD?
Yeah, I you say you hit the nail on the head. I couldn't be more excited. I can't believe it. It just felt like the blink of an eye that we're here now, and just laughing at it on the field with a couple of coaches, how soon we got there and how soon we'll be in Tampa. So I think I'm the most excited, but I think our fans should really, really be excited about this next week and what's to come with this team. And that kind of leads me to my answer. I think I'm really excited about everything. I'm really excited about our offense with Cliff and the way he runs it and the guys that are executing it. It's going to be a really fun offense to watch. It's going to be a fast offense, and it's going to put defenses in a bind with what we do. And then defensively, I really love – you know, how fast and physical the guys are playing, the mindset of the guys and the leadership on that side of the ball too. So, honestly, just really excited about how we play and how we're going to play and the style of how we play. And so I don't want to get too much into specifics on certain areas, but I just can tell you that, you know, I'm not exaggerating when I say how excited I am about everything.
Makes sense. Coach me up on this. We do a topic here or there. We talk about here's where we're nervous, here's where we're confident. The corner position is one in a passing league with everybody operating spread or 11 personnel, where I've got some reservations right now going into the season. Presumably you feel very good, or else you'd be claiming people or adding people. Why am I maybe off base there that you guys have what you need at corner?
Yeah, I think, I think, you know, internally we feel a little bit better than maybe externally, and that's the case most of the time. We see these guys play day in and day out, and you go you know, you go down the roster and the depth chart, and all of these guys have gotten better. When you're talking about the secondary, really, Emmanuel Forbes has gotten significantly better, and that's a testament to how he's practiced, how he's worked, and how he's been coached. Jason Simmons is an excellent coach. Joe Witt, those guys have really gotten him to improve quite a bit, and he's done the work too. He's made a bunch of plays in the last few practices. So, you know, and then Mikey Sanders still has been awesome inside of the nickel, and he can play some outside too. And St. Juice is long, athletic, and has made a lot of plays on the ball this camp as well. So, you know, it remains to be seen how we do on the field, but very confident in all those guys and the coaching staff putting them in the right place to succeed.
Adam, I'm a big Malcolm Gladwell fan. A lot of his books, whether it's Outliers, Tipping Point, things like that. And he's talked a lot about making habits, right? You do something for a week, it doesn't mean you do it. It's got to become something that's consistent and all the, you know, kind of all the time to make it part of who you are. And the reason I bring that up is there's been a lot of roster turnover, understandably, obviously, from what you took over. And it sort of seems from the outside looking in like you guys are really focused on, we want to build how we do things here. Not for a day, not for an hour, not for a week at a time, but this is all the time. How long do you think it takes to implement kind of that culture and sort of the way that you do things, the way you want things done into an organization?
Like 10,000 hours? Is that what it is?
Yeah. No, 10,000 hours to a habit, yeah.
It's just like anything. My old high school coach, Dave Vieira, he said this, and it was baseball, but it's football too, and anything you do, repetition is the mother of learning. And so you do things over and over and over again, and DQ says that a lot, they become habits, they become who you are. And that's what you preach, and you coach it, you do it, and then you reinforce it after. And so you keep doing that over and over and over again, it becomes part of who you are, and that's what DQ has done with this team, and I've seen that evolution of how we practice, how we play, and so I think you're going to see that on Sundays with the way we play fast, we play physical, and that's on both sides of the ball.
You talk about who you are. A quick anecdote from training camp. I met a guy in the parking lot walking to my car. His kid had put something down that was signed, and someone had grabbed it and taken off with it, and he was crying, and one of your security people asked the kid what was going on, and he told them. And then the way the story went that this guy told me was about 5 minutes later, they brought him over to the building, and you had come out and signed autographs and grabbed some players like Terry McLaurin to come out and meet the kid. And that's not something where any media was around. Nobody knew it. So I just wanted to say that when you got people in the building treating fans like that, things are very much looking up. We'll let you out on this, Adam. I want to just let our listening audience learn a little bit about you. So we'll go rapid fire here. Your most used streaming app.
Oh, streaming app?
Yeah, so at home watching TV, watching movies.
Sorry, it's like a torrential downpour here, so I can barely hear you.
It's all good.
Streaming app. Oh, man. I probably would be, gosh. You know what? You guys are going to laugh at me, but I'm extremely boring. I hardly watch anything. I don't have a whole lot of time. I'd probably go Netflix.
That's mine too, or Disney Plus.
That's the go-to.
I guess,
with the kids.
Oh, you know what? Disney Plus is 100% the most used in our house.
Yeah, well, you're a girl dad. A couple girls as well. So, are you Bluey in it still, or are you on to like Taylor Swift and Gabby's Dollhouse at this point?
Yeah, we're doing a lot of Bluey still. They're getting into Taylor Swift. They've actually, they've gotten me into Taylor Swift, which is something I thought I'd never say.
How about that sentence?
In life or live on the air, live on the radio. But yeah, so I'm a little bit of a Swiftie now. It just kind of gets you in your head. But
favorite breakfast food.
Favorite breakfast food? Bacon, egg, and cheese sandwich.
Let's go. You get to see one musical act live. Who would it be?
Rolling Stones.
Ooh, strong.
Good answer.
And then what product do you put in your hair? And how often do you get a haircut?
Product. I don't know. It's like some kind of pomade stuff. I don't know what it is. How often haircut? I try to get a haircut once every 3 weeks, but that never happens. So,
what do you say to the barber? Like you know what I mean? Do you have like a phrase?
Oh, I bet
like
she's a picture guy. A picture.
Or you know what you're about? Or are you a picture guy that shows a picture of a good haircut one time?
Used to be like when I was little, you just asked for the boys cut, right? So yep. I don't know if they even have the boys cut anymore. but yeah. I am a picture guy, so that's the best way to say it, because you can really go wrong if you start telling them what you want, and then it could be a bad deal, and it's hard to come back from that.
Show them the picture of you in the snow getting off the plane back in the winter. That was a good moment.
The lighting was so good.
The lighting was perfect.
Like a president descending for the first time.
Adam, we appreciate the time. It was a lot of fun. Thanks for hopping on with us.
Yeah, thanks, guys. It was always great talking to you. Have a great day. Have a great holiday weekend.
You as well.
You too, buddy. Thank you.
Have a great season. There's Adam Peters, General Manager, Washington Commanders.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.